Hi, I'm Jacob Rossi, and I'm a program manager for Internet Explorer. For Windows 8, we built IE10 to be a first-in-class browser for touch. Not only did we want fast and fluid panning and zooming of the web you use today, but we also wanted to enable web developers to build exciting new experiences that take advantage of multi-touch and gestures. Let's take a look at just some of the improvements we've made for touch input in IE10.
Touch has quickly become a common way to interact with sites and apps across many of the devices we use every day. Touch interaction is fun and more intuitive because it allows you to directly interact with the content on the screen. It feels as though you're directly manipulating a physical object like a piece of paper because it reacts instantly and sticks to your finger the entire time. If the browser is slow to react or the content lags behind your finger, you notice. That's why we completely redesigned the input and composition pipeline of Internet Explorer to ensure that panning and zooming are always responsive and buttery smooth with your touch. We also made sure that it's compatible and performant with common patterns like fixed elements, or video, or animations. So panning and zooming is fast, smooth, and compatible with sites today in IE10 for Windows 8. When you build new sites, make sure to take advantage of this native scrolling and zooming so that you can lean on this powerful hardware-accelerated architecture rather than manually manipulating the page using input events and programmatic layout changes that may not perform as well on lower-end devices. Here are a few other important guidelines that will help ensure your customers who use touch can most effectively use your site. It's a common pattern on the web to enable menus and other interactive UI that is hidden until a mouse cursor hovers it. This is possible because a mouse can hover content by pointing at it without clicking. However, with a touch, a tap is both hover and activation in one action. So functionality that requires hover without activating will not work for touch users. As you can see here, a tap on the top level menu item navigates me away rather than opening the menu. Instead, avoid UI that requires hover and consider making all touch interactions click-based, so they'll work equally well for mouse or touch. As I mentioned earlier, the browser enables panning and zooming by default for all pages because users expect it to just work. So when a user drags a finger on the screen, the browser will consume that input and DOM events are not sent to the page for the movement. If instead your site needs to provide special functionality for these touch interactions, you must configure IE10 to provide only the default touch behavior you want, if any. This is done using the new MS Touch Action CSS rule. Let's take a look at an example. In this page, I've built a custom slider control. With the mouse, I can easily drag it back and forth. But with touch, the default behavior is my dragging on the control pans the page instead of producing events. For this scenario, I want to use MS Touch Action None in order to disable default touch behaviors and allow the control to receive events for the movement of my finger. With the property applied, I can now use the slider with my finger. MS Touch Action allows for more specific configuration of the touch behaviors, like enabling pinch zoom but disabling panning. For more on how to do this, head over to the IE Developer Center on MSDN. IE10 also introduces support for HTML5 input controls, all of which we've designed to be touch-friendly. For example, select controls can pan with inertia, and the range control keeps working even if your finger slides off of it. For text inputs, you can further improve your user's touch experiences by identifying the specific type of input when applicable. Internet Explorer will show a tailored touch keyboard layout for that input type on Windows 8. For email, the keyboard shows an at button and a .com button. For URLs, the keyboard shows a forward slash button and a .com button. For telephone, the keyboard shows a number pad. Another important difference between a mouse and touch is the accuracy of the input. While a mouse can accurately pinpoint a single pixel on the screen, a finger is a much coarser form of input. IE10 uses smart touch targeting to help improve the accuracy of touches, but you should also take this important input difference into consideration when designing your site's UI. There's no perfect size for touch targets, and different sizes work for different situations, But in general, based on our research, we recommend touch targets be a minimum of 7mm by 7mm, or about 40 pixels by 40 pixels. Additionally, you should provide at least 2mm, or about 10 pixels, of margin between adjacent targets. This ensures users can confidently tap buttons and other UI on your site. When you're ready to take your site to the next level of touch interaction, IE10 offers a suite of APIs for handling touch in your site, including input events, gesture recognition, and programmatic control over the personality and behavior of panning and zooming.
As you can see, we've made a significant investment to enable the best touch experience on the web in IE10, and we're excited to see what new experiences web developers can build with the powerful APIs we've provided. To learn more about the full suite of APIs for mouse, pen, and touch input in IE10, see the additional reference links here. Thank you.